in a world that gets more mysterious every day, where government conspiracies and cover-ups are the norm, you need a beacon of truth. You need the Paranormal Patriot. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining in to the Paranormal Patriot. As always, I am your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez, and once more, thank you for joining me. Now, today's show is going to be a very informative show, but it's also going to be, in a way, a very scary show. Now, when I say scary, I'm not going to say it's a paranormal type scary, because this is going to be a political-themed episode. However, when I say scary, it downright is. It's downright scary because there is something going on that we are in the midst of in this country that has been going on in Europe for years. Now, I had a listener from England email me 2 weeks ago. Now, I always thought, and I apparently thought wrongly, that all of my international listeners only listened for the paranormal aspect of the show. I didn't think anybody really truly cared about the American politics that I always talked about. However, again, at least for this listener, I was dead wrong. Andrew, again, from England, informed me that he does indeed listen to the show for the political side of things, but he also does listen to it for the paranormal. But he has informed me of a plan that is in place regarding immigration in Europe. What he has done is he has found parallels between what is going on currently in Europe and what is beginning to occur here in the United States. He wanted to email me, A, to let me know how much he enjoys the podcast, so thank you very much, but B, as kind of a warning to us in America that this is in place. This plan is already in place. So what we'll do is when we come back, I will give you the origins, the details, and what the future holds for this plan. So stay with us, because this is not a conspiracy theory. I'm still wearing my tinfoil hat, but let me tell you, this is not a conspiracy theory. I will not be fear-mongering. What I will be informing you is fact. It cannot be disputed. The plan is already in place in Europe. We here in the States, we are next. So sit back, relax, and be prepared to learn what the elites around the world have prepared for us. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot, and we will be right back. Alrighty, the upcoming segment of the Paranormal Patriot is going to be brought to you by Minds.com, MINDS.com. For the last couple of weeks, I've been asking my listeners, you need to go to Minds.com and check them out. Minds.com is the next generation social media network. We're all tired of Facebook. We're all tired of seeing everybody's breakfast, everybody's dinner, their grumpy cat, or just the mundane nature of Facebook. We are now becoming more mature, more sophisticated, and that's where Minds.com comes in. If you want a more sophisticated social media network, you owe it to yourself to find Minds.com and sign up. Now, what you're going to find is your likes. You're not going to have a lot of ads. In fact, I've never even seen an ad. You're not going to have any censorship. Any message you send to anybody else, it's completely encrypted. It is the most secure, the most free social media site on the web today. All you need to do is go to Minds.com. And like I said last week, if you have this post that you are going to post and you think everybody on that site needs to see it, all you need to do is boost that post. You get points every hour that you are on Minds.com. Those accrue, and they accrue very quickly. I boosted a post. Over 2,000 people viewed my post of the Paranormal Patriot. More than I've ever begun to imagine Facebook giving me. And it was for free. All I had to do was go online, go to Minds.com, view the site, interact with the people, and I get points. Now, if you so choose to do so, you can monetize your site. And what that does, and it's free also, what that does is it sends all your information to everybody. And anybody that shares your posts, or people can send you money to share their posts. So you can go on social media and make money. What a novel concept. You're not going to get the mundane nature of Facebook. You're not going to get the censorship of Facebook. You find the subjects you like. You find like-minded people. This is a much more adult-oriented social media network. And when I mean adult, I'm not talking R, X-rated. I'm talking about intellectual. The people that I've come across on Minds.com are far more sophisticated, far more intelligent than anything I've ever seen on Facebook. So you owe it to yourself to at least try Minds.com. Again, Minds.com. Again, one more time, Minds.com is the next evolution in social media. Alrighty, welcome back to the show. Let's begin the crux of the show. So as I said before, Andrew is a listener of mine from England, and he sent me an email about 2 weeks ago, and I took it as a, you know, hey, this is what's going on, a kind of a warning. Now, Andrew, keep in mind, being from England, Andrew has a firsthand look. He has experience with what immigration and these refugees can do to a country. I took it as he wanted me to inform my listeners that this has been the plan all along in Europe, to have mass immigration and intermingling of the races. But before I start this, before I get into the big part of the show, I want to take a second and thank Andrew. Andrew, if you're listening, which I believe you are, thank you for giving me this information, because not only was it a great show idea, but this is going to wake up a lot of people, because I like to think I know a lot about the immigration situation. I'll be honest with you, I knew nothing about this plan, but reading into it over the course of the last 2 weeks, it makes complete sense. Everything that Andrew told me was happening, I can look at this plan and see it coming to fruition. So, again, thank you, Andrew, for everything you've done for this show. Now, this plan that we are talking about, now, bear in mind, I'm a Midwestern, Central, whatever you want to call it, American. If I slaughter these names, please, please forgive me. I don't have the European dialect. I don't know how to enunciate certain parts of a name. So I will just Americanize it. Andrew from England, if you're hearing this, please forgive me, but this is the best I can do. So the plan that I am referring to is called the Codenhove-Kalergi Plan. Now that is based off of a plan instituted by Richard Nikolaus Ahiru, who was the Count of Codenhove-Kalergi in Austria. Now, he was an Austrian-Japanese politician and philosopher. He is said to be the pioneer of European integration. Now, this European integration would be later termed the European Union. Now, in 1923, he published a manifesto entitled Pan-Europa. Codenhove-Kalergi followed in his father's footsteps and was an anti-Semite. In his 1925 book entitled Practical Idealism, he described the future of the Jews in Europe and European racial composition by stating the following. The man of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear owing to the vanishing of space-time and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in its appearance to the ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with the diversity of individuals. So this brings us to the crux of the agenda. While Coudenhove Kalergi had a rather pacifist outlook, his ideas to eliminate all races, regardless of how peace-loving and how much of a pacifist he made it seem, his idea to eliminate all the races is rather alarming. So let's look a little deeper into his statement in his 1925 book. The man of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear owing to the vanishing of space-time and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in its appearance to the ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of people with the diversity of individual. Now, when you look at it like that, when you listen to that, that sounds wonderful. We're going to replace all races, so no longer are we going to have any race. We're going to be an individual. We're not going to have any prejudices. It doesn't, when you look at the I hate using the word crux, I guess. Somebody give me another word for crux, please. But when you look at the main story behind what he is implementing, it's very alarming. You can see the plan being implemented today in Europe. All you have to do is look at Germany, look at Sweden. But as time passed, many believe that the Pan-America movement he created was the forerunner to the New World Order. In his plan, European integration of the races would be the first step of this plan. He states in his plan that all the peoples of Europe should interbreed with the Asian and colored races, thus creating a multinational flock with no quality and easily controlled by the elite. This is 1925 when this was published. The world didn't know about the New World Order. The world didn't know about the quote-unquote elite, the elite that runs this planet. This was kind of backdoor or kind of secret knowledge. And he put it out for all to see. And nobody picked up on it until, I guess, recently. I didn't know about it. Andrew knew about it. Andrew from England seems to be a very intelligent individual, so he knew about it. We here in the States had no idea because it doesn't affect us. But all the peoples of Europe should interbreed with Asians and colored races, thus creating a multinational flock with no quality and easily controlled by the elite. Is that happening now? I think it is. Kalergi proposed the abolition of the right of self-determination and the elimination of nations with the use of ethnic separatist movements and mass migration. He believed that in order for Europe and eventually the United States to be controlled by the elite, the people would have to turn into one homogeneous mixed breed of blacks, whites, and Asians. I had no idea what this plan was. Never heard of it until Andrew sent me some information on it. So as I'm doing the research on this, I'm reading this and going, good Lord, this is exactly what is going on in Europe today. The only difference is that they've added Middle Eastern descent Arabs to the mix. Look at Europe today. Europe is a shell of what it once was. Europe was white people. And I hate using the word white because I don't like to label people, but this is language that my listeners will understand. They were white people in Europe. Now, these nations have no identity. They can call themselves a melting pot. But look at Germany. The German people are vehemently against the immigration policies that Angela Merkel has established. They don't want illegal aliens coming in. They don't want the refugees coming in. But yet, she is allowing them to come in. Oh, and for the records, every 2 years in Europe, the Coudenhove Clergy European Prize is awarded to those who excel at promoting this very plan. The plan that tells the countries to let these people migrate and let them interbreed so you lose your races. Would you be surprised to know that Angela Merkel is one of the award winners of this prize? That makes complete sense, because if you look at Germany today, I still don't know how she won re-election, because the people are fed up. But it's not just Germany. If we look at Europe today, this plan seems to have been fully realized. The addition, again, to the equation of blacks and Asians is the immigrants and the refugees from the Middle East. Now, Andrew can correct me if I'm wrong, but I did some research, and the number of interracial marriages that produce children each year in Europe and in England is, for lack of a better word, it's staggering. Now, I want to set the record straight. Me personally, I have absolutely no issue with interracial marriages. If you love someone, that's all that matters. But this would explain and has helped me to understand why the European Union or European leaders, against their people's wishes, continue to push for immigrants and refugees, even though the countries that have opened their borders are in chaos. Now, I have spoke about this until I'm blue in the face, but the situation in Europe is horrifying. The immigrants and the refugees are literally destroying cities. Rapes, violence, and overall lawlessness is rampant in most European cities that take immigrants and refugees. The very identity of Germany, France, Sweden, and England are being lost. Sweden! Everybody loves Sweden. Everybody thinks Sweden is a wonderful country, the epitome of the socialist, the communist. It's their utopia. Well, Sweden was just announced to be the rape capital of the world, with most of these rapes being perpetuated by people of Middle Eastern descent. Now, the problem with that is the police department is petrified to bring any charges, to do any type of investigation for fear of being called a racist. That is the story in Europe. These immigrants come to these countries, and they wreak hell. They just absolutely turn the country upside down. They don't abide by the laws. They want you to adhere to their culture instead of them just being absorbed into that country's culture. And it is just I don't even know the word. It's a hellhole. Look at Paris. Paris was one of the most beautiful cities in the world. It is trashed. I've seen video. I've seen pictures of the absolute destruction of Paris. But yet, even though that the people don't want it, the leaders of these countries see how bad their country is becoming, they're still telling them to come on in. And that's where this all makes sense. I couldn't understand, and I've said it on this show, somebody please explain to me why these people continue to do it. Knowing what these individuals coming in from Middle Eastern countries are going to do in their country, why do they continue to let them in? Well, then Andrew from England gave me this information. As I said, the very identity of Germany, France, Sweden, and England, and among other countries, is lost. make no mistake, the reason the Britons voted out of the European Union is due to the loss of their identity. The people wanted their country back, and they came out en masse to do so. Look at England, and I'm hoping Andrew can agree with me. I do talk to a couple people from England. I actually have a good friend in England. However, England has no identity. You've got Asians, you've got Indians, you've got Africans, you've got Muslims, you've got English people. You've got a conglomeration of every race in the world in that country due to their immigration. Now, listen, I'm not opposed to immigration, but at the risk of beating a dead horse, I want to tell you, these immigrants that come into these countries do not have the right, nor should the leaders of these countries allow them to dictate how their culture is going to work. In other words, if you come into America, if I was in charge, I would simply say, you're in America now. You came here for a reason. That reason is because you want to be a part of this country. So in order to do that, you have to adhere by our culture, our laws, and our way of life. But every country in Europe is caving in to these, and at the risk of insulting my Muslim and Arabic listeners, to the Muslims. The Muslims come into this country, or these countries in Europe, and demand that these countries change their culture. And the leaders of those countries say, sure, not a problem. So England, we'll just use England as an example. England has no identity. It is a hodgepodge of races and creeds and religions. And the people of Britain were tired of it because that's the way that the European Union forced them to do business. You will take in these immigrants and you will like it. You'll take in these refugees because we said so. Well, the people of England said, nope, we're done. And they voted to get out of the European Union. And the experts, the so-called experts, were stunned. There's no way that can happen. But it just did. Now, moving across the pond to the United States, we are entering the same boat with the Democrats, and let's be honest, with a lot of the Republicans. The framework for the plan that is in place in Europe is afoot here in our country. Obama and the Democrat Party was hell-bent on allowing immigrants, which came here legally, or more often than not, illegally, as well as an influx of refugees into this country, all against the people's wishes. Our illustrious media, going hand in hand with the left, are perpetuating the myth that most of the country are welcoming to illegals and refugees. But this is simply not true. Most Americans are opposed to this, but the media continues their brainwashing, knowing there are people out there that will believe anything that the media says. So when Donald Trump proposes a suspension of Muslim people from 7 countries, not affecting 85% of the world's Muslims, the media is going to propagandize that, saying that this is a ban on all Muslims. So these brain-dead people who just read headlines and don't go any further than that start to protest. But in a way, we had our own Brexit in this country. When Donald Trump was elected, one of the core issues that the masses gravitated towards was the wall across Mexico and the immediate halt of refugees. This is proof positive that the people are against this. The people are against illegal aliens. They're against the refugees coming to this country. Now, if you listen again to the mainstream media, you will not hear that. You will hear the direct opposite. If you listen to a liberal point of view, they will brainwash you in thinking that the majority of Americans want to help these people. And it's not that we don't want to help them. But the majority of the people in this country want to take care of their own first. Real Americans, and real Britons for that matter, real Germans, real French, and so forth, have an abundance of national pride. They realize that when these immigrants and refugees come into the country, they lose their national identity. Look no further than England. This proud country has lost its identity due to the influx of immigrants and have not only changed the demographics of the country, but more importantly, the immigrants have changed the culture of that country. In every country where they are allowed unabated, the citizens seem to lose their rights as well as their national identity. You go to, let's look at Germany, because Germany is the best example. We could use Sweden, we could use France, we could use England. Hell, we could use America. But it seems that anybody that's here that's not a citizen is afforded more rights than an actual citizen of that country. So when we look at this plan and we see how it was implemented in Europe, now we see it being implemented in the United States. And again, all you have to do is look at the Democrats and look at how hell-bent they are on letting these people into the country. And ask yourself, they know it's not a good thing. They know it is detrimental to the economy of this country and detrimental to the citizens of this country. Why would they want to do it? What benefit does it serve the Democratic Party to let illegal immigrants, to let the refugees into this country? Ask yourself that. Because I was asking myself that all the time and couldn't come up with a good answer until Andrew from England enlightened me to what is going on. Make no mistake that this plan that we have been talking about today, again, is not a conspiracy theory. This is plain truth. It's fact. This is how it is. The plan is to dissolve all races, to make one human race. And I know it sounds great. Oh, one human race. That's wonderful. It doesn't work like that. I'm Greek. I've got some French in me. I've got some Polish in me. But the majority of me is Greek. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm proud of the fact that I'm Greek, and I'm proud of my other heritage. You may be German. It's what makes us who we are. But the fact is, they want to conglomerate, and they want to intermingle all these races together so we lose our identity. We're going to lose our identity, and we're going to be able to be controlled by the elite. Look at how President Obama pitted race against race. Do you think that that was part of the plan? To put race against race to the point that everybody gets to the point where race doesn't matter anymore. Everybody will get so sick and tired of talking about race, because I know I am. I get on Facebook. I know I'm talking about mines a lot, but I still go on Facebook. If I'm in the mood to get pissed off, I'll go to Facebook, because there's a lot of asinine people out there that are absolutely being race baited, that do nothing but perpetuate and propagandize everything on Facebook. So I get people who are friends of mine, and I haven't defriended them, but they go on there and everything Trump says is racist. And everything that happens, Black Lives Matter, is great. If you're white, you've had white privilege. It's infuriating and it's mind-numbing. This is all part of the plan to divide us. We're designed to be divided, because people that are divided are easily controlled, because we're not happy. So this is part of the plan we've been talking about. Ladies and gentlemen who are in my American audience, Wake up. Know that you are being manipulated. Why do you think there is such a backlash to Donald Trump's immigration policy? Because Donald Trump is not into the establishment. He's not the establishment. And he is going against the grain. And the media knows this. And the Democratic Party is telling them. They're telling the media, you need to change people's minds on this. So the media is propagandizing, is totally lying, fake news, here we come, fake news, all of everything that Donald Trump is doing about anything immigration. To the point that you have people out there that are beating people up for supporting Trump. Because if you support Trump, you're a racist. No questions asked, you're a racist. I know myself, I am one of the least racist people I've ever met or that you will ever meet. I'm sure a lot, if not most of my listeners are not racist, but because we support Donald Trump and the media said so, because the Democratic Party said for them to do so, we are now racist. Now, if one of the establishment people got in there, first off, if one of the establishment people got in and won the presidency, we wouldn't be talking about this because there would be no wall. There would be no immigration ban because they're part of the establishment. They know the agenda. But because Donald Trump is not part of that establishment, he may know the agenda, but he doesn't care. He's doing what's right for America. And I'm going to get a little bit off topic here, but it's been just over a month now since Donald Trump has been in office. And I can tell you, there are many people that I know, some in my own family, that won't give this guy a chance. Give him a flippin' chance to do something. I asked it a couple shows back. What is the harm in vetting anybody that we deem necessary, that we deem that are coming from a country that has declared that they want us destroyed? What is the harm in vetting them? I've asked that to many of my liberal friends, and nobody can give me a good answer other than it's racist. It's not racist. It's not racist. It is what's best for our country. It's protecting our country and its citizens. But now, again, you're going to hear the liberals. You're going to hear the media spout off to you that these refugees have no home. It is our civic duty. It is our national duty to bring these refugees into our country. Even though ISIS has publicly stated that they will use this refugee crisis to infiltrate the United States. Again, ISIS has nothing to do with this plan. I understand that. But it's Republican, Democrat. It doesn't matter. Political sides off the table right now. This is what we are in the midst of. We are in the midst of fighting. We are in a fight and we don't even know it. We are in a fight for this country. The election of Donald Trump in November was no less important than the people in Britain, or in England, the Britons, voting to opt out of the European Union. And again, look at it. Every expert said there's no way that the Britons are going to vote to remove themselves from the European Union. All the experts said there is no way Donald Trump is going to win the presidency. However, they were wrong on both sides. And it's a simple fact why. The people are fed up. The difference is Donald Trump. And Andy, I apologize, and this is how I feel. In England, they still have the same leaders making the rules. In America, we have a different leader making the rules, and that leader doesn't care what anybody says or what anybody thinks. he is going to do what he thinks is best for this country. And I think that at this point is why we have a leg up and why I think we may actually get out of this possibly unscathed. Well, a little bit scathed, but for the most part unscathed. We don't see the rapes. We don't see the riots. We don't see the general lawlessness that people in Europe see when they invite refugees in, when they invite immigrants in. We don't see that yet. We have a little bit of a taste of it, but most of the time, we don't see it. And with Donald Trump in there, it's going to be harder and harder for them to do so, to implement this plan, because he just doesn't care. He's not in the establishment. He's looking at this as, what's the best for the country? And that's where we stand. So again, thank you to Andrew from England for enlightening me, for giving me the information on this plan, totally explaining everything that's going on. And if you want more information, just do your research. I can only touch on a certain part of this in the time frame I'm allotted. And with that being said, I'm asking my listeners, imploring my listeners to give me feedback. I have, most of my shows have been an hour to an hour and 20 minutes. I am toying with the idea of cutting them down to 30 to 40 minutes. This show will run about 37, 38 minutes. I want to cut down on what I talk about to the point that I want to just get to the point and move on. Get to the point and move on. So the multi-segment shows, if you guys are all right with it, will be a thing of the past. I want to get to one subject, dwell on that, and then move on. So my shows, I would like to keep between 30 and 40 minutes long. Let me know what you think. Do you like the hour shows, or do you like the shows to be shorter? So let me know. You can contact me on Facebook, The Paranormal Patriot, or you can contact me at my email at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. Again, theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. I would greatly appreciate your feedback. So that'll be the show for the week. Let me know what you think about it. Do your own research. Let me know if you think that, hey, Andrew from England is spot on. And again, Andrew, thank you so much for your input. If anybody else has any show ideas or wants to enlighten me, please contact me at theparanormalpatriot@zoho.com. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.